Just because Amazon delivers next day does not mean that you need to do that. Please give yourself grace. There is so many challenges throughout life. You're probably in pharmacy school. You're working a job, and you have to study, and you have like two or three exams coming up back to back to back, and you still have homework assignments you got to do. You still have family members that are reaching out to you that you got to connect with. If you're a pharmacist, your job is asking more and more out of you every single day. You're struggling to keep up with what they need you to do, what your family needs you to do, what you personally want to do. And you just feel super overwhelmed that you're never going to get to where you want to get to. Give yourself grace. Take your time. There's no rush. Don't let social media fool you to think that you need to fix all of your life problems immediately. I am working every day to get better and improve the problems that I have. I understand it takes time. There are some lessons in life that you need to unlearn, and you learn those lessons for 18 years. Do not expect you to unlearn it within 1 year. If you never learned how to manage money, and you've been living for 24 years, and now you're trying to learn how to manage money, don't think you're going to get it within a month. It takes time to unlearn that. If you've been super hard on yourself, like I have, I'll be transparent. I used to beat myself up a lot and be like, how could you be so stupid if you didn't pass an exam? If you didn't get an A in this class, like you're an idiot, you're dumb. It took years for me to go from negative self-talk to positive self-talk. From a negative mindset to a positive mindset. And then to a growth mindset. It takes time for you to evolve and unlearn the things in the past that were harming you and learn how to go forward. And even if it wasn't negative things that are impacting you, for example, one of the conversations I had with another creator, Janan, this past week was the things that I did to get to where I'm at are not the things that I need to implement to get to where I want to go. Meaning, working hard got me to where I'm at today, but working hard will no longer get me to where I want to go. I need to work hard and implement some strategy, implement some intellect, implement operations and different things to improve the business for the business to grow and for me to grow. I can't say, hey, I'm going to be frugal with money and expect to get to the next level. I'm going to have to invest it, not only probably in the stock market and in real estate, but I'm going to have to invest it in myself. That means possibly getting a trainer. That means possibly implementing self-care. That means possibly paying for a mentor to help guide me. That means possibly paying for self-help books or paying for an audiobook to listen to while I'm in the car. Paying for things to help me improve and get to where I need to go. So if you're in a rut and you're stuck, give yourself grace. It takes time. I've been working on this podcast for maybe 5 years now, 5, 6 years. And just now I'm actually starting to receive the type of recognition I wanted to receive. It took time for it to build up. It took time for it to gain speed. And it's the same thing with you in your life. It'll take time. You'll get there. Don't be hard on yourself. I know you want to be able to work out. I know you want to be able to do self-care. I know you want to be able to hang out with your friends. And I know you want to be able to also be successful in school or successful in your job. But that's a lot of pressure to put on yourself to be able to accomplish in a short amount of time. We're in March. That might have been a New Year's resolution for you. Well, guess what? You have 9 more months to get there. Give yourself grace. Maybe you couldn't get everything done today, but give yourself grace and maybe you can get it done within the week. Don't limit yourself to 24 hours. Give yourself 2-3 days to finish a task. Maybe it takes 48 or 72 hours and you did it. And maybe in the future you can do that task in 48 hours if it took you 3 days. Or maybe in 24 hours if it took you 2 days. But allow yourself to build and grow to that place. Give yourself grace. If you got a C and you're upset, aim for a C+ or aim for a B- next time. Don't just think just because you got a C, then all of a sudden, if you maybe change some study habits, you'll automatically get to an A. That's not necessarily how life works. It could happen, but it's not necessarily how life works. There's usually minor progressions every single day that will result into something special. So you got to take minor steps every single day. And those minor steps will lead to a brighter, greater future to live the life you always dreamed of. And so that's it. That's all I wanted to tell you today. From the people I've been talking to on Instagram, people I've been connecting with, it's been a lot of people with either negative self-talk or not enough grace. And so I want to say, this is my memo to you. Please be kind to yourself. Please be patient and give yourself grace. You're working on it and you're going to get there. I believe in you. I believe in you. So that's it for Quick Tip Fridays. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hopefully, this can kind of inspire you to have an amazing weekend and to do some positive self-talk and to give yourself some grace going into the weekend and throughout the rest of the year. You have 9 more months to accomplish what you want to accomplish. Give yourself grace.